Please be seated. Now, if that didn't rouse you to life, I'm not sure what will. Okay. What a joy it is today to celebrate the graduates in our midst, and they come from all walks of life, graduates from college, high school, grad school. I have quite a list in front of me and some details to go along with each of our graduates' names. Here's what we're going to ask you to do. I know that some of our grads could not be here today, but they do have grandparents or parents here on their behalf. And Pastor Addy is ready with mugs in hand. So what I'm going to do is be reading the names of our grads and inviting either the grad, him or herself, or a parent or grandparent to come forward and claim the mug in their honor. I'm going to ask us to wait until I've read all 19 names, and then we will applaud with great enthusiasm and joy. And grads, count on the fact that the ice cream we're going to be enjoying after worship, it's in honor of you, and dads too. So remember, save your applause for the end, and please come forward as I'm reading your names. Pastor Addy will be meeting you at the steps and handing mugs to you. And we begin with Kimberly Anders, granddaughter of Judy Koenig, and I know Judy is here. Kimberly graduated from Boyertown High School and will be attending Cabrini University, majoring in education. Anya Benedict, and I see Mom Cindy is here, graduated from Penridge High School. Anya will be attending the University of Pittsburgh to study neuroscience, with further plans to go to med school for psychiatry. Sarah Butts, and I see her dad, Steve, is here. Sarah Butts graduated from the University of Maryland, not with one major, not with two, but with three: linguistics, Spanish, and French. Bridget Fitzpatrick, daughter of Susan, graduated summa cum laude from Bryn Mawr College with a degree in psychology. She is currently working full-time as a research coordinator at the Drexel University Well Center. Sean Flatley, grandson of Bob and Carol Hamill, graduated from North Penn High School and will be attending Bloomsburg University in the fall. And Ben is going to claim that for his grandson. Bailey Harp, son of Matt and Jen Harp, graduated from Drexel University with a bachelor's degree in mechanical engineering. Bailey will be working for Tremner LLC. Leslie Hendricks, daughter of Debbie and Steve, and I see Steve is here. Leslie graduated from Penn State University with a Master of Fine Arts degree in landscape architecture. Caitlin Kinsey, daughter of Karen and Jeff Kinsey, granddaughter of Betty Sakaitis, graduated with a master's degree from Georgetown University, focusing on sports industry management and communication. Marissa Longcoy, daughter of Shelley Longcoy, graduated from Montgomery County Community College with an associate's degree in fine arts. Now, the Morris family has two granddaughters to celebrate. Granddaughter Elizabeth Morris graduated from Colorado State University with a master's degree in public health, specializing in epidemiology. Elizabeth was married just last weekend on her grandparents' wedding anniversary, and she will be pursuing her doctorate at University College in London. And then granddaughter Rachel Morris graduated from Mercyhurst University with a Bachelor of Arts degree in Early Childhood Education, Special Ed. She will be teaching fifth grade in Colorado. So some of our young people are traveling far and wide. And the Fretzes have two family members also celebrating. A grandson of Barb and Don Fretz, Alex, it is his wife, Kate Haskins Paparella, who received her MD from Thomas Jefferson University and is starting her residency in emergency medicine at Thomas Jefferson University Hospital. And Shannon Paparella, daughter of Susan and Thomas Paparella and granddaughter of Don and Barb, graduated from Villanova University with a master's degree in cybersecurity. I must tell you, I said to Pastor Addy before worship began, young people nowadays are graduating with degrees that didn't exist when I graduated from college. Just saying. Ava Probst, daughter of Barbara Ann and Peter Probst, graduated from Methacton High School and will be attending Duquesne University, majoring in communications, marketing, and graphic design. Juliana Rydell, granddaughter of Barb Gassler, graduated from Jenkintown High School and will be attending Arcadia University in the fall. Rachel Quinn Riccio, granddaughter of Dolores Riccio, graduated from LaSalle University with a bachelor's degree in business administration. She will pursue her MBA at LaSalle University. Corey Smith, grandson of Judy Baumgartner, and Judy is right here in the front row, graduated from Bloomsburg University with a degree in supply chain management, another one of those degrees that didn't exist back in the day. Jordan Taylor, granddaughter of Sandy and Bob Taylor, graduated from Souderton Area High School and will be attending Millersville University, majoring in music education. And finally, last but certainly not least, Lucas Zoll, son of Jeff and Christy Zoll, graduated from North Penn High School. Luke will be attending Penn State University in the fall, and his brother will be there with him as well, so that's a good thing. That's our list, my friends. Let us express our congratulations. I never cease to marvel at the amount of things that our young adults are doing these days. I pray that we will be surrounding each one of them with prayers and our support as they venture off into all sorts of new things and new places. How good it is to have them among us.
And that is a wonderful segue into our lifting up of joys and concerns that have been shared with us through the course of the week. Wonderful joys celebrating all of the graduates in our midst and their family members who have supported them and gotten them along on the journey. And of course, we also are celebrating Father's Day for all the dads of many types in our midst, as well as the ones we remember in our hearts. There is a rose on the communion table which honors the birth of Rufus Solomon George Reichley, newest grandson of Bob and Gail George, born a few weeks ago to Bob and Gail's daughter Debbie and her husband Mike. There were quite a few birthdays that happened this week. Kayla Liebel celebrated a birthday. Abby Lamp, Liz Rivett, Judy Leslie, and Don Apkis all celebrated birthdays. So we celebrate with them and give thanks for their lives among us. Anne and Stu Porter celebrated their 50th wedding anniversary yesterday. And we also remember Caitlin Liebel, who would have celebrated a 23rd birthday today. And a few concerns to lift up. We keep in our thoughts the family of Jane Gamble. Jane passed away this past week at Folkways, where she lived. And we also, kind of a joy and a concern, Barb Gassler is thankfully back at Neshaminy Manor after a time in the hospital, but we of course continue to surround her with prayers of healing. Knowing of course that we all come to this time of worship and this time of prayer with many joys and concerns, names and faces and situations on our hearts and minds, I invite you to bring those to mind now as you join me in prayer. Loving God, each and every day we are faced with storms, some expected, some catching us off guard, but storms nonetheless. Whether they are storms at work, storms at school, storms that involve our personal health or the wellness of those we love, storms in our world, we are no stranger to the feeling of a rocking boat. Like the disciples, we often find ourselves in a state of worry, being tossed around by life's winds and waves, afraid of drowning, sinking. And like the disciples, we sometimes think that you might be asleep on the job, overlooking our suffering, ignoring our needs, wondering if you are even seeing the stormy seas that we are navigating. And time after time, you make your presence known. You calm the storm. Perhaps not in the ways that we would prefer or expect, but nevertheless, you bring us a deep sense of peace, a strong sense of security. You enable us to find our footing and to move with the rhythms of life happening around us. And for that, we give you thanks. God, we hold in our minds and hearts this day all those who we lifted up in prayer. For those who are celebrating life's joys, birthdays and anniversaries, those celebrating beloved fathers, those celebrating new life and birth. And God, we also lift up those who are experiencing loss, pain, grief, struggle, and fear. And God, we always, of course, keep in mind that so many times life hands us both joy and concern at the same time. And so we ask your help as we navigate the complexity of that. And God, we take time now to pray silently for those on our hearts and minds. Loving God, as we sit in the boat, forgive us for thinking that we are abandoned at sea. Continue to remind us that you are in this with us, when the skies are clear and it's smooth sailing, and when storms are brewing around us and within us. Remind us that you feel every wave that we feel, but you also possess the love and the power to calm those waves. And for that, we are thankful. We pray all of these things in the name of Christ, our teacher, our guide, our life jacket, calmer of the sea and stiller of the storm. Amen.
As you entered worship this morning, you presented your offering by placing it in the plates. We will now offer that up to God as we sing the doxology together. Gracious God, you are indeed the giver and the gift. For all of the gifts you have bestowed upon us, we express our gratitude. And for these gifts, O God, we pray and ask for your blessing. Guide us as we seek to use them well, to be good stewards of what you have entrusted to our care, to do the work you have called us to do, and be the people you have called us to be. All of these things we pray with thanksgiving in Christ's name. Amen. Ice cream awaits. But let me remind you, Pastor Addie and I will not be greeting you at the door. We will be looking for you outside in the grassy area under the big oak tree where the ice cream is. We hope that you will stay to fellowship and chat with folks around you. Enjoy the ice cream, and as you journey out into the world, knowing there will be storms along the way, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up the light of his countenance and fill you with his peace, now and always. Amen.